Reading from the Narada Bhakti Sutra, text 49. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yovedan api sanyasyati kevalam avichina nuragam labhate. That person who renounces even the Vedas obtains exclusive and uninterrupted attraction for God. Purport: by renouncing the Vedas, Narada means renouncing the fruit of sacrifices recommended in the Vedas' karmakanda portion, which are for those pursuing fruitive results. Lord Krishna advises the Vedas deal mainly with the subject of the three modes of nature, Arjuna. To become transcendental to these three modes, all purposes served by a small well can be at once served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all the purpose of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them. The Karmakandiya instructions at the gradual development, but the ultimate goal is to know Lord Krishna, the cause of all causes, Bhagavad Gita 15:15. One is attached only to the rituals and not the goal, then one cannot rise to the transcendental stage. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Taksurindavatam Yena Tasmai Si Gurve Namaha Si Chaitanya Mano Bhushtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Mancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Shindu Bhayevacha Patikanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vedadha Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Greetings from Vrindavan. It's the morning of Gaur Purnima here. Went to the temple at 3 o'clock to sit in Madhava's kirtan, to darshan of the deities, and then came back here to chant. It's also my last day in Vrindavan. I'll be headed to Moscow late this evening, actually early next morning, but I'll have to leave Vrindavan late this evening. So naturally, there's a feeling of separation, even in Krishna's pastimes. Leela, there's three moods of separation. I'm here, but I'm separated. I'm feeling separation because I'm going. So just when the Pura came to get Krishna, he was there to take Krishna. So the gopis felt separation. And then when the wheels of the chariot began to move, they felt more separation. And then Krishna was gone. Very interesting analysis of psychology. Like the greatest separation is actually in the process of leaving. And Srimati Radharani, she felt such deep anguish when those wheels began finally moving. She was near dead, and experienced Vipralamba Bhav, a deep mood of separation, which is commensurate, equal to the attachment one has. If the separation increases, the attachment increases. So that was what Krishna wanted to experience, that love of his topmost devotee at the height of her love. Therefore, came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience that. So I've read a little of the night about the sutras. It's an interesting verse to comment on. But also, it is Gaur Purnima here. So maybe I should say something about that. And you can talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in many ways, and there's many wonderful pastimes of his life, including the beginning of the Sankirtan movement. But the beginning of the Sankirtan movement was anubhav. It was an action that resulted from the mood and devotion he was experiencing in separation from Krishna in the mood of Radharani. That's the best way that one can share the treasures of Krishna consciousness, is to experience them first. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Srivas Angam, was just there. Srivas Angam and having nocturnal kirtans. In that very, very intense mood of entreaty, begging, longing. Come in. Nityananda, come in. I will. Okay. Excuse me. You know, I never got those sheets. Wow, how nice of you. Sangha members, it's quite a hectic day. I mean, I'm in Vrindavan, I'm in the MVT, I have a beautiful place here too. Just one second. And a lot of people, a lot of things. So, Nityananda, you're going to be hanging around here? Okay. You got some gifts from Srimati? Oh, nice. Okay. Just one second. Okay. We'll keep in touch. Okay. I was nice out at Govanath, isn't it? I got ocean, oasis. Okay. It's, for those of you who don't know, yesterday and today is the height of holy in Vrindavan. Has nothing to do, practically nothing to do with Krishna consciousness anymore. Oh, ain't it down there? I was at the kirtan. Right, so your mother's sitting there. Okay. Keep in touch. So, to go outside is absolute insanity. And that was Nityananda. And anyway, I may just Gopi Pranadana before he left asked him to do a translation and commentary on Dan Cayley Comedy, which was a book that Rupa Goswami wrote to relieve the feelings of separation of Raghunath Das Goswami. So it's nice to see a young man carrying on the legacy, and that book should come out. It's quite advanced stuff somehow, but what can he do? He's asked to do it. So Lord Chaitanya would do the kirtans at Sri Vasangam. And that was the main way he was cultivating the mood. Maybe what I can speak about, I think it's a very relevant point, because glories of Lord Chaitanya like the ocean. Attempt to speak on Narada Bhakti Sutra, but I'll say something. And the nature of the day here and where I'm situated here, people may come in at any time. So let's discuss Lord Chaitanya's example as an acharya. Not only as an acharya, but as a person. Lord Chaitanya's internal mission is very, very interesting. It's God who wants to become a devotee. God is the object of a devotee's love. The devotee is the abode of that love. God wants to become his own devotee. So if you follow the life of Lord Chaitanya and his practices, he's the acharya, the teacher for how to become a devotee. Of course, being a non-devotee and becoming a devotee, and being God and becoming a devotee are two different things. Because if you're not a devotee, everyone who's not a devotee except God is in Maya or illusion. Because that's what we are, we're devotees. So if we're thinking we're something else, then we're illusion. But if God is thinking he's something else, I'm not a devotee, I'm God. That's the reality, it's not illusion, that's the pure reality. Nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam, eko bahunam yo buddhidhati kamam. He is one. And everything else is many. Nityo nityanam chaitanas eko bahunam yo vididati. And the one is meant to serve the many. The one are meant to be devotees, and he's meant to be the object. But in that position, he does not feel complete. And this is the beautiful theological concept of God, that for God actually to be complete, he has to experience reality, not just from the perspective of the enjoyer and controller of reality, but he has to enjoy reality from the position of servant of reality, which is actually more pleasurable. Because love, enjoyed from the perspective of the lover, is higher than love experienced from the perspective of the beloved. Although somehow or other, we're more concerned with being the lover, beloved, than the lover, but that's the higher position, the servant of God. So God wants this. He doesn't have this. And therefore he takes birth as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he doesn't have it still. And where do you get it? You get it from someone who has it. And that's Guru. That's Vaishnava. Means someone imbued with love. So real spiritual life is developing this love. And perfection is to develop this love to the highest degree. So God not only wants to have this, but he wants to have it to the fullest extent. So you have to begin. So where does he begin? He begins at initiation, connection with the flow of that mood of devotion, linking with that flow of the mood of devotion. And getting the science and knowledge how to become a receptacle for the flow of that devotion. Your teacher is one who has that devotion and understands its science. And to imbibe the teachings and consciousness of one who has that consciousness, one must, with faith, fully surrender to that teacher. And if one does, and they have what one is aspiring for, then it naturally comes to one. So Lord Chaitanya, in setting the example of a devotee pursuing the highest transformation of consciousness, it's his guru. And then he's completely transformed because of the level of faith he has in the principle and the person who represents it. And therefore, something comes to him. Ramanda Brahmate, Konya Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai, Bhakti Lata Beej. The seed of devotion, the conception, the conviction that the highest goal And the highest satisfaction and the highest happiness is to serve God. The conception and the experience of that so it enters into Lord Chaitanya's heart, and he has realization now that this is the goal of life. And because it's love, he not only has a realization, but he has love, and he pursues that, and he returns home. And he wants it so deeply, it becomes lobha, greed. It becomes the most consuming objective and goal in his life. And then he begins to cultivate it. And the best way to cultivate that love of Godhead is by kirtan. Because it's the most absorbing activity in God consciousness. I'm experiencing that here. I feel like a new person just because I'm getting a chance to sit in the kirtan of people who chant the name purely. Madhava, I mean, he's become big in the movement. There's a reason for it. We pray that he remains humble. And he chants from 11:30 at night to 4:30 in the morning. And he just chants one melody. And he's chanting for Krishna's pleasure. And it's nice. I try to get there as early as possible and just sit. It's absorbing. It's absorbing. And Lord Chaitanya would chant. And he would chant in such a high, ecstatic feeling because he's chanting a mantra of the names of one who he has exclusive and intense attachment for. Sambandha relationship. Any chance in complete absorption. And we should pray for that name. We should give our life for that name. Basically, our spiritual process is to chant all day. What does that mean? When we're not doing anything else, we're chanting. We're serving, and then when there's no service, then there's nam-seva. And we pray for a drop of Nama Bhas, of chanting without offense. We pray for that. And we live our lives in a way to facilitate that. Because our relationship with the Holy Name is not something that you just turn on at some time in the morning and turn off sometime later in the morning. It's something, that relationship is something reflected in how we live our lives. Kiva Vipa Kiva Nasi Tenu Sudrahaye Krishna Tattaveta Segu, in whatever condition of life we're in. We serve. Destiny is just an opportunity for service. An opportunity for service that's the most conducive to our need to have the realization to move forward in Krishna consciousness. So, Lord Chaitanya chanted in ecstasy. And from that, as an expression of that ecstasy, expression of that love, is the natural desire to give that love to others. Eventually, Lord Chaitanya winds up taking sannyas for the purpose of the distribution. Otherwise, bhakti is not about leaving home. Bhakti, of course, there is some advantages to renunciation. But I would not say in my life that the renunciates have a market on bhakti. Sometimes you see grihasthas who are in a situation to fully dedicate themselves to Krishna consciousness. Very highly renounced and highly devotional. And the struggles they have. I mean, they have an objective in their preaching and their teaching. The struggles they have are only a facility to make them humble. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya leaves home. It's a nice example. But then he travels, preaches, and shares Krishna consciousness. Bases himself in Jagannath Puri. Places himself in Jagannath Puri and travels. And then, after visiting Vrindavan, settles in Puri to pursue the internal reason for his descent. And exclusively concentrates on fulfilling that aspect of his life's mission. And we see how it's done. First of all, one has to become absorbed in God, which the best way is to be absorbed in God's names. You just absorb the chanting and cultivate a relationship with the name by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam is how one develops one's relationship with Krishna, which is why Srila Prabhupada, out of his causeless mercy, translated the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Radharani appeared in Krishna Leela, she undertook the service of Krishna which means to fulfill his desire. By teaching the Bhagavatam. Very significant that Radharani in Gaur Leela teaches Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the Bhagavatam every day. Which indicates that the Bhagavatam is suited to fulfill the mission of becoming a devotee. And not just in a generic sense. In a relationship, in a relational sense. Bhagavatam teaches us our relationship with Krishna. First of all, it teaches us relationship with Krishna is a very significant thing because there's many manifestations of God. But it teaches you how to develop a relationship with Krishna. A relationship with Krishna is not a relationship with God as God. A relationship with Krishna is a relationship with Krishna as a friend, as a parent, as a lover. This is the objective of Bhagavatam. And it accomplishes that through the holy name. And when Chaitanya worships the deity. And in the process of bhakti, you worship the form of the Lord that corresponds with the relationship that you're seeking to develop. Which corresponds to the mood of devotion that you're seeking to cultivate. So Lord Chaitanya worships Jagannath, which is the deity of Krishna,
in the highest ecstatic state of love for Srimati Radharani. So if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seeking to experience the love of Radharani at the highest degree, why would he not worship the deity of Krishna? Which expresses the deepest love for Srimati Radharani. And also in a mood of separation. Okay, because of the nature of the day, I'm going to basically stop here. Maybe even as if I can answer a question or two. Would anybody like to ask a question or two?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Well, I scarcely know where to begin, but I guess one thing I would like to ask is when it comes to a person taking initiation, what would you say is the difference between someone who takes initiation, let's say hypothetically that, you know, he does it more mechanically or with not much sense of surrender in the heart, you know? What's the difference between a person who actually goes through the process of initiation of such a person and the person who doesn't actually, who doesn't take initiation? What is the result? What is the difference in the result between a person who doesn't take initiation and a person who does take initiation but does so more ritualistically or mechanically without much sense of surrender in the heart?
Well, initiation means surrender.
Yeah, but people take, people take initiation.
It's also an opportunity to surrender. I mean, why would someone take initiation if they're not committing themselves?
Because everybody else is doing
it. What's that?
For some people, it might be because, they see so many other people are doing it. You know, in the mood more of like a fad or fashion type thing.
Well, obviously, there's not that much benefit to take initiation just as a fad.
It's an internal thing.
But it's not that one has to be fully surrendered in one sense either. One has to want to be fully surrendered. One wants to advance, wants instruction. It has to begin with the seed of bhakti. And, you know, the seed of bhakti means that one is inspired that the goal of life is to serve Krishna, and this is a facility to do that. And there has to be that understanding. One may not start with, the most mature, deep, but it's we approach a teacher when we want to learn a particular science. So if one has that idea that one wants to advance and one wants to learn and one wants to commit themselves, then one could learn at a higher level to the degree that one expresses faith and commitment. But if it's just okay, it's just a fad, but it's not just the choice of either one takes it as a fad or one is madly in love, committed.
The degrees of surrender.
There may be something else in between.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be something else in between that one has to, cultivate and things. But let's put it this way. The initiation, it doesn't begin with the guru, it begins with the disciple. And it begins with the heart of the disciple and the desire of the disciple to meet Krishna, to see Krishna, to surrender to Krishna, and to find that person that can inspire them to do so. So that's how it begins, within the heart.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to being hooked up with the parampara, a person who doesn't have, who takes initiation without much of any surrender in the heart, let's say a person who does do it out of fashion, he's still nevertheless hooked up to the parampara, right?
The initiation is a commitment. There's no commitment. There's people that are Kali chelas. They're cheaters of Kali. But again, it's a Kali chela. It's, no commitment, no sincerity. How can one advance? It has to be some it has to be somewhat of an expression of what's in the heart. I know what you're talking about, how people just take it as a fad and feel that, what Vaidhi Bhakti means is you have faith in the rule, right? And, chanting your rounds means you complete your rounds, not what you do in between. So, what's the faith? The faith should be in the relationship, in the absorption, in the commitment, not just in the formality. But you can't also discount the relationship between formality and consciousness. Okay, Gail, come on in. Come in. Oh, okay. Leave the door open. Gopika. Okay. And just wait here for a second. Okay. And we'll check out what happens during the day. Okay. And Gail?
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Gail?
This is like a very deep discussion, which we can have even personally on the phone when I get back. Mark it down that we should have this in a very deep way.
Well, I don't need to mark it down,
Gail, you are a spontaneous Vaishnav. I can see that. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, this is Brajaraja.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Program at your house. Looking forward to it. Good.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Anybody else? Okay. We will go now. Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vairavicha Patitana Pavanavya Vaishnava.